Nuclear clean energy? The UK government thinks so. The UK government has made several commitments towards nuclear energy development in the coming decades, as it seeks to cut carbon emissions by 230 million metric tons. The government will provide GBP 355 million in an advanced nuclear fund for nuclear energy innovation, as the UK looks to be the world leader in nuclear energy development by 2040. The government also has lofty goals of achieving commercial nuclear fusion power generation by the 2040s. The UK government, in its recently released white paper, Powering Our Net Zero Future, which outlines a 10-point plan for a green industrial revolution, outlines steps that the government intends to take over the next 10 years to reduce industry, transport, and buildings emissions by 230 million metric tons, while creating hundreds of thousands of new green jobs. The white paper states that any low-cost net zero consistent system would likely be composed predominantly of wind and solar. But to ensure system reliability, intermittent renewables would have to be complemented by technologies which provide power or reduce demand. For now, it envisages that nuclear, gas, with carbon capture and storage, energy storage, and other adjustable and flexible options would perform this function. Currently, nuclear power provides around 16% of the UK's electricity supply, but existing reactors are scheduled to reach the end of their life cycles by 2030. In 2016, the government agreed contracts for the first new nuclear power plant in a generation, Hinkley Point C, which will provide 7% of the country's current electricity needs. The white paper seems to show that in addition to wind and solar, nuclear is also being considered by the government as vital to achieving the UK's emissions target. In the white paper, the government states that it will remain open to further projects later if the nuclear industry demonstrates that it can reduce costs and deliver to time and budget. The expectation is that the sector will deliver the goals set out, reduce the cost of nuclear new build by 30% by 2030 in the 2018 nuclear sector deal. In terms of finance, the white paper also provides an avenue for new nuclear financing, as the government will examine and consider financing options provided there is a clear value for money for consumers and taxpayers. The government has also stated it will provide up to 385 million GBP in an advanced nuclear fund, 215 million GBP of which will be invested in the development of a domestic small modular reactor design. The remaining 170 million GBP will finance a research and development program for advanced modular reactors. The government also has plans of building an economically viable nuclear fission plant by 2040 and has pledged over 400 million GBP towards new UK fusion programs.